Unveiling a complex global scenario, the war between Russia and Ukraine has triggered a ripple effect, affecting the delicate balance of an unspoken bipolar global order. On the one hand, the United States and the European Union form an alliance, while the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, stand united on the other. In this context, the question arises as to whether we are witnessing a clash of identities or a power struggle on a global scale. The answer to this question remains elusive. In the realm of identity conflict, a clear inclination can be observed toward reviving the East-West dichotomy based on new value systems and competing interests. Meanwhile, the power struggle cleverly exploits both value systems and interests. Within the realm of identity conflict, Russia and its allies endeavor, be it directly or indirectly, to re-establish their political, economic, cultural and military influence by opposing American and European dominance. Conversely, in the power struggle, the US and its allies assert that the era of dictatorships and theocracies has unequivocally outlived its relevance. In this vein, the question arises as to whether this context signals a transition toward redefining national or transborder identities or indicates the emergence of a new paradigm in international relations. This question presents a complex dilemma, as the forces capable of managing the tensions between identity and power conflicts often monopolize the choices of confrontation and negotiation. Consequently, urgent measures must be taken to restore belief in the necessity of constructive dialogue between concepts of national or regional identities and the responsible exercise of power for the collective well-being. This underscores the need to discuss the foundations of international relations in the coming century, drawing insights from the Russia-Ukraine experience and the escalating tensions between China and the US regarding Taiwan. Additionally, the imperial ambitions of Iran, coupled with its entrenched ideology, require careful consideration, necessitating a distinct approach. Tehran has resorted to violence as a precarious means of normalization, countering those who pretend to challenge its subversive strategy in the Arab world, the Middle East, and the broader international community.